Episode 5, Planning.
Welcome. This is Extraordinary, brought to you by the American Business Institute of Success and Prosperity. I'm your host, Darren Ray.
This weekend, my youngest son is getting married. It's very exciting, and we're very excited about it. But it got me to thinking about planning. Weddings are particularly complicated. Lots of pieces have to come together to make it even happen. And I got to thinking, what would happen if no plans had been made, if places hadn't been scheduled, if the church, or in our case, the temple, hadn't been scheduled, the minister, or in our case, the sealer, hadn't been arranged, place for the dinner hadn't been scheduled, printed, sent out, travel arrangements made, letting everyone know, communication, bringing the team together to make it happen, both the people in attendance, the people that need to make it happen. And I realized that many times we plan and orchestrate things like weddings or vacations with such precision and such detail, and that we often neglect to do the same thing for our life. Perhaps maybe we're busy doing that for our kids. Got to get them into the school, make sure that they complete their homework, keep their grades up. What have we done in terms of our life? I think we grew up, if you were like me, being told, all right, go to school. And my parents kind of dictated my life through up until it was time to apply to college. And I picked a college based on the career I wanted to get into and attended my classes, did my homework, make sure I kept up with my schedule, made time for fun, and then graduated, then began looking for work, got a job, started a family. I began to wonder how much time and effort we really put into planning thereafter. It seems like as we grow up, most things are planned for us. On occasion, we have planned something, do something. For instance, I had the tremendous opportunity to plan and orchestrate an Eagle project. I was a leader in my youth groups all growing up, and a lot of times we would have planning meetings to make these kinds of things happen. But it seems like many times we're going from event to event to event, and we may neglect to take the long picture. What if the subsequent 60 years were as planned out as our first 20? How much more fulfilling could that be? How much more enjoyable? How much more life could be experienced that way? And I also had occasion to attend a funeral this last week, and it got me to thinking. I remember reading Stephen Covey tell a story. Imagine you're at a funeral, and then you realize it's your funeral. Who's in attendance? What kinds of things are they going to say about you? Now, I contend that accomplishments are fine. A list of degrees, accolades, glories, service opportunities taken. These are the accomplishments that I made throughout my lifetime. But at the end of the day, I contend that accomplishments are great, but not for the accomplishments themselves. Rather, what it makes of you to achieve them. Think of that for a moment. The goals that we set, and this is a time of Olympics, we're watching tremendous achievements. The goals that we set, the things we accomplish, it's less about the accomplishment at the end of the day and more about what it makes of us to achieve. I think that we need to be a little bit more deliberate about how we want our time spent in this life. I like the way it's been said, you're either living your dream or someone else's. I hope that we take the time to plan and live the life that we want to live. That we've identified our priorities, what matters most to us, and that those are the things that we're focusing on. And that at the end, when our eulogy is read, those things that we found most important are the things that are talked about.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Extraordinary by ABI, and I'm your host, Aaron Ray.